Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones, and I am an author, teacher, speaker, seminar leader of the Silva Method, the Prime Directive, and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive, and I want to show you that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you want. When we're on air, please feel free to call in at 347-838-8437 to join into the conversation. When we're not, send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Thank you for being here today, and let's go on with our program.
Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, sometimes I listen to that recording and I go, oh, you were really talking so slow. Anyhow, but that's part of me, right? The idea that we have such busy lives. We are hustling and bustling and going in so many directions. And we are always up, 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 oh, you know, and we're always, but we never take a moment to just calm down, to relax. So when you're here with me, I'm that calming voice for you. I am that voice that says, you don't have to be up all the time, forever. Because there is a time when you should just stop, take a couple of deep breaths, and relax. I had a really fantastic and interesting weekend. I did a couple of things. One is that I attended the 63rd annual Johnny Sides Dallas Police Department Rookie of the Year Gala. Now, there's a couple reasons why I attend this. One, because my son is on, it works with the Dallas Junior Chamber of Commerce, so I go to support him, of course. And then it is a really good thing in this day and age, because truly we do need to understand that there's always two sides to a story. And in every barrel, we know the cliche goes, there's a couple of bad apples. But even for your, and within your family and the people that you associate with, you do not want to be lumped in with everybody that you're with. I remember when I was coming up, my mother would say, you need to watch who you're with. You know, who are you associating with? But the words that would always rankle me, I mean, really get under my skin, was, what will other people say? And I know many of you are going, oh, yeah, I've heard that one before. What will people say? And for me, it was, in some instances, this was good because I wanted to be seen a certain way. I wanted to be a certain person. I wanted people to know who I was and the person that I was underneath, not because I associated, and I'm going to give you a very good example, with a girl down the street who got pregnant at 14, right? And at that time in my life, that was a fast girl, right? And she was really a really great girl. She just got in a situation, right? And the key is that girl, and I'm going to say her first name, Jackie, was my friend until she left this world. You look at what a person is inside and make your decision. But I also tell you, watch the people that you go with. Who do you associate with? What are the things that they want out of life? So let me talk about the second thing I did this weekend. And I attended a 3-day, totally free, which was wonderful, Millionaire Mind Experience. Now, I went because I was curious. I went because how are they giving 3 days worth of material? Are they really going to give me information that is strong and it's going to help me? And they absolutely did. In fact, I was smiling most of the time because they were teaching what I teach you. All right, and it's how to change your mindset, how to become the person that you want to be, to ask for the things that you desire, to clear away those beliefs, those ideas that are running in your background, and I call it your computer, your brain, that either move you forward or keep you stuck. So that's the Millionaire Mind Experience. If you ever see it coming to your town, be sure you sign up. It's all day Friday, and I mean till like 8 o'clock Friday night. Saturday, it was until 9. I had to leave because I went to the gala, and then last night we were there until after 6:30. But you want to be there, and it was an amazing experience. And even though I've been doing this and studying this, let me tell you, I always have things that I have to clear up too. And so I encourage you, if you're not sure about it, send me an email at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com and put Millionaire Mind Experience in the subject line. Because I have, guess this, I've got free tickets that I can give away to the Millionaire Mind Experience, wherever it is in the United States. So no matter when you hear this and you listen to this particular episode, you still send it to me because I will have the opportunity to do that for you. Okay? Good. So learned a lot this weekend, had some fun, but I know you want to know, okay, what's Bev talking about today with this big stress-free holiday? Well, I know from experience that the holidays, and I said holiday on purpose. I didn't just say Christmas, all right, because there is Hanukkah is this time of year, and there's other holidays this time of year that people are dealing with. I mean, we just finished Thanksgiving, right, and immediately after Thanksgiving, everybody's thinking about Christmas shopping and things. So BIG is really an acronym, and it stands for the B, stands for budget, right? We want to have the best Christmas holiday. We want to have the best bread on the table and as much as we can, and sometimes we go overboard in buying gifts and, you know, partying and doing different things. We find out that in January, we've got this credit card bill that shows up. Well, I'm going to talk about budgeting. And in my promo there, I talk about the fact from today forward. So it may be too late for you this year, but let's talk about getting ready for next year. When I was coming up, and many of you may remember this, there used to be things at the bank called Christmas Savings Club, Vacation Savings Club, all right? So they were specific clubs, and every week you would put so much money into that savings account. And at the end of the, well, let's say it's a vacation Savings Club, and you need to save a certain amount of money for a vacation you're taking in August. When you set it up, it's what date are you going to be going away, or you're going to need the money to pay for your vacation. So let's say August 1st was the date that you were going to need the money. So you would religiously put your money into that savings account, and on August or July, and let's say the July 26th or so, the bank would automatically close that savings account and send you the money. And what was great about a lot of them, some of them had a book that you'd go in and deposit and you'd see the money being put in. Other times you had a slip, like you would used to get anyway for a car note, right? And you'd have the book and you'd tear out the slip and you put your money in. So I'm going to suggest you create a Christmas savings account, Hanukkah savings account, you know, whatever it is, right? And each week or each paycheck, you automatically put a certain amount of money in there that you've calculated that will give you your return. So if you wanted $120 in that account and you did this monthly, then you would put $10 a month in that account. And at the end of 12 months, you would have $120 that you could draw out and spend on that budget. But if you don't, or even if you don't have that, look at your budget, look at what you have, and really decide what you're going to spend your money on and stick to it. You know, some people say, well, it's limiting. Yes, but it saves you too. So if you have $100 budget, and I'm being really realistic here because some people don't even have $100 really to budget. So I'm going to say $100 budget, and you've got to buy the meal, to buy presents. All right, now you're going to allocate a certain amount of money to each person you're buying a present for. And in some cases, you know, you ask that person, what is it that they need? That's the one thing I look at, is what do they need? So anybody thinking about getting me a present, all I want are movie tickets. Let me tell you, there's a place here in Dallas area called the Studio Movie Grill, and it's a nice place to go to the movies. Anyway, that's what I told my kids, because at this time of my life, I don't need more clothes, socks, hankies, scarves, and other things, you know, things for my kitchen. I'm giving things away. But budget what you're going to spend and what you're going to spend it on. If necessary, put the money in envelopes and put what it's for on that envelope. And, you know, in the Millionaire Mind Experience, we learned a jar program. All right, and how to label certain jars in your life. And I've talked about this before. And in the end, one of the things they taught us is about living off of 55% of your take-home salary. You know, now, some people, they can't do that. And so there was an adjustment made for that. But there's always room to save money. There's always room to have a budget. And when you have that budget, it doesn't limit you. It liberates you. Okay, so B is set a budget. I is set your intention. And you go, set my intention? Yes. I'm going to be featuring a episode that my friend Alita Morell and I did a couple of years ago. And it was about setting your intention. And I'm going to make that the featured show here on Blog Talk Radio. And the idea is that when you set your intention, then you can easily be able to say yes or no to certain things. This is my intention, to have a wonderful, stress-free holiday. It is my intention that I will smile at many people today and wish them a great day, a great holiday, a great Christmas. Set your intention for what you want to happen. I've set my intention that I'm going to have a cheerful home during these holidays. And then how am I going to do that? I'm inviting friends and family over, you know, and we're going to have potluck. So it's going to keep me stress-free because I won't have to cook for a number of people. I'll be able to provide certain things, right, and drinks and the utensils and, you know, a couple of snacks of my own. But everybody brings something to share. It makes it easier. But my intention is to have joy and happiness during this holiday. So what is your intention? And the G in big is gratitude. Look at your life the way it is. There is something. I don't care if you say it's miserable and I'm unhappy and I have, you know, there is something to be grateful for. Gratitude is a wonderful way of seeing where you are. Gratitude is also being grateful for what's coming into your life. Being grateful for the beautiful day outside. Being grateful that you had breakfast this morning. Being grateful for your children or for your parents or for your job or for the job you are getting. I also do gratitude for what is coming into my life that I want to draw into my life. So look at that and be grateful. And I'm going to put under gratitude giving, because when we give, Scripture says, you know, God likes a cheerful giver, right? In fact, it's at 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Well, I look at it this way. If I'm giving because I want to, I'm happy. If I'm giving because I feel pushed and coerced into it, I am not a cheerful giver, right? And there are times, I've been having this conversation many times, and that sometimes we don't have cash to give, but we can give of ourselves. So let's go back to the budget. We may not have a lot of money, but if we can say, my gift to you is an hour of undivided time with you each and every week or every evening, I'm going to sit down with you and I'm going to spend 30 minutes with you. There was a video and they had kids write down what they wanted for Christmas, and you know what, you know, they gave them a catalog and they showed them all this stuff, and but then they said, okay, I want you to write down what you would really love Santa to bring you for Christmas. I was in tears when I finished watching it, because they all said more time with their parents. Listen. More time with their parents. It's not about the toys. It's about the toys, but it's not about the toys. The more time you spend with your child, and I'm speaking from experience, and any parent who has kids that are grown and gone will tell you, spend that time with your children. Spend that time as they're coming up, because it's important. Because what they mimic you, they model you. And what they see you do, they will do. And if they see you, they know they you spent time with them, they're going to spend time with their children when they grow up. They're going to spend quality time with their family. They'll spend quality time on the job and be fully present. So give the gift of time. That is free. And it's the most important gift that you can give to anyone. You know, give your spouse the gift of undivided attention time. All right? So the big in having a big stress-free Christmas or holiday is B, budget. And set the budget for as much as you can for the rest of this time, for this holiday, and plan for next. And start putting away money. Open a savings account. Create a jar. Do an envelope, whichever way is best for you. And systematically, every week, every day, whenever you get paid, whatever it is, if you're paid electronically, have it automatically transferred from your bank account to a specific savings account. Open a specific account for what you want to save for. Set your intention for what you want to accomplish. Set your intention. Say no if you're busy. Say no if you feel that it is not something that you want to invest in. Say yes if it's something that brings you joy and happiness. Say yes to spending time with your family and friends, donating your time to an appropriate organization. I say appropriate. It's one that fits into your belief system. Gratitude, being grateful for what you have today and tomorrow and in the future, and be in that gratitude, be a cheerful giver. Give. And so I'm going to give to you today. I know some of you have noticed I didn't do the intention setting yet, because I'm going to take this time to take you through a little longer meditation. And, excuse me, the meditation is part of the 40 days to prosperity. Now, I've talked about that in my previous episode. It's 40days.commandingyourlife.com. And when you come in and sign up, you start with day zero, and each day you will get an email with a lesson. And I encourage you to join us for the 40 days and see what happens in your life. So this is a meditation that you get to download and listen to. So if you are in a vehicle or operating machinery, this is not the time to do this, because I want you to close your eyes. I'm not going to do any music in the background for now. I want you to close your eyes and relax your body. And this is not going to be a full 10 minutes, but it's going to be about 8. I want you to use your wonderful, powerful imagination as you close your eyes and relax. If you don't feel or see anything that I say, it's okay. Just pretend, just as a child pretends when he or she is playing. Slowly clear your mind of thoughts, and I know that may be difficult. It's okay to let your thoughts come in. Recognize them and then send them away until we're finished. And we're not focusing on your breathing. Take a deep breath in and slowly release the air from your lungs. Take another deep breath and release it. Gently continue to breathe slowly in and out. Imagine sitting by a calm and relaxing river. The birds are singing in the trees, and a gentle breeze lightly caresses you on your face. Listen for the water ebb and flow, gently as it goes over the rocks on the riverbed. Visualize yourself, imagine yourself relaxing on a soft, comfortable blanket as you slowly continue to breathe in and out. As you begin to connect with the magnetic power of the earth, you are aware of different areas of your body. Starting at the top of your head, you feel your scalp, and it has got a tingly feeling. So relax your scalp. Your forehead also has a tingling feeling. Now relax your forehead. Slowly move down your body as you continue to relax each and every area, including your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, your back, your stomach, your hips, thighs, calves, feet. Wiggle your toes. As you imagine, you're placing them in the warm, sparkly water of the river. You are safe and secure, and you begin your connection with the healing power of the earth. Imagine, and this is a little funny, roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, going deep, deep, deep down to the pure, nourishing waters of life flowing in an underground spring. Rooting them in the earth balances you. Relax. As the roots continue to go deeper and deeper into the earth, you become even more relaxed and calm. You go deeper and deeper, and you relax more and more. Imagine your roots wrapped around the gold and silver of the earth as you draw the energy up into your feet and feel the warm water of the river caressing you and relaxing you. You are drawing all of the earth's energy you need up into your body. Feel the energy from the earth surrounding your body, placing you in a bubble of warmth and relaxation, reaching out into the universe, expanding in all directions. Take a deep breath, bringing in love, and exhale, releasing all negativity. Go deeper and deeper into your relaxation. Feel the love of your Creator holding you safe. Relax. Hold this feeling of relaxation in your consciousness. Whenever you hear or mentally say relax three times, you can, if you desire, instantly come to this depth of connection with the earth and to the love that is holding you safe. In your mind, very clearly, thank you. Thank you, thank you for all the wonderful things in my life. Thank you. And I want you to feel the gratitude in your body, in your mind, in your heart, while you continue to receive the information and fulfillment of your desires coming to you from your Creator. Thank you, thank you. It is done. It is so. Slowly open your eyes. You're wide awake, feeling fine, feeling better than before. Well, that is our show for today. Thank you for being here. Join me for 40 days, 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Join me for the next episode and truly share this information, share my show with your friends. I am always grateful for your being here and listening to this show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to Meetup, meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says,